Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar you might have fought? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money for faith, then I will soul.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the. They want the. Baby, I see. Oh, God. Go. I tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. Block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling. From the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D. Killing everything that he's deep for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the. They want the. They want
the. Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody can do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the hitch. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the spring team. And all our eyes winning only means okay, one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. Records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking backwards. What's with my click? Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the. They want the.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
everybody. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It is the Unsigned Hype Show. Another Saturday, y'all, live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 2:13 p.m. Big shout out to Blog Talk Radio. They just they got my time zones was all fucked up and shit, and they helped me out. You know what I'm saying? So you know, hopefully we won't have any more technical difficulties. Big shout out to everybody that's been chiming in and been supporting your boy. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening. Big shout out to my Fit Nation weight loss group. Everybody that's out there, you know, Big Dad Peyton, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know what I'm saying, is in the house, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's listening to me right now. You know what I'm saying? We're coming to you live and direct. Of course, this is the fight weekend. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather versus Guerrero. You know what I'm saying? WBC Welterweight World Championship live from the MGM here at Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think Mayweather going to get knocked the fuck out. You know what I mean? But if y'all don't think so, y'all can hit me at 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And let me know what you think. You know what I mean? Man, I mean, it's a whole lot going on out here. You know what I'm saying? Out here in Las Vegas right now. Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown. You know what I'm saying? Me and my man Khalil Brown going to get together. My man Trey G. You know what I'm saying? Southern 600 out there. What's going on, fellas? They, you know, they keep it popping. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of stuff. Fat Man got a lot of things. You know, of course, I'm up for the I've been nominated for a BHM award. People may ask, what the hell is a BHM award? You know, a BHM award is Big Handsome Man Award. You know what I'm saying? And I've been nominated for Entertainer of the Year. You know what I mean? So thank you to everybody who nominated me. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to my girl Erica. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Miss Kathy. Miss Katrina, Sally Leatherberry. You know what I'm saying? The big and sexiest guys of Facebook group. You know what I'm saying? We be getting it in and everything, you know what I mean? So, y'all need to listen, you know. And so, but, you know, listen, we're going to do it real big today. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We just going to kind of freestyle it, you know. Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? And stuff. So, we got everybody out here, they, you know, all the Latinos, partying in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? And everything, they doing their damn thing. You know, but like I said, let me get some music playing. You got your boy Fat Man up in here doing it real, real, real big. Big shout out to my man Black D 6600. You know what I'm saying? My man Gino Capone and everything. We're going to get it popping like this. You know what I'm saying? Because these guys came in and they represented, you know what I'm saying, like a week ago. And the telephone lines was blowing up, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all got something y'all want to hear, and you want to holler at your boy Fat Man, and you want to tell me what the fuck you think about this fight, is Mayweather's going to get his ass knocked the fuck out, you need to call me, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get this popping right now with my man Black D 6600 and my man Gino Capone. Cocaine, y'all here. On Unsigned Hype, y'all.
Yeah. Bye-bye. 702 Empire, baby. SMCG. It was just another smile day, running with the outlaws like a dolphin. And if the boys catch me, it won't stop me. We'll see what a honey do and how to block play. We a situate ya, sick of goon on you really hate ya. Turn you up and bake ya. I'm John Goin in every category. I was raised, no grind, no glory. Only speak the truth, true story. So all that shit you kicking bore me. You still flying, I'm soaring. And Mr. Torn, getting interstate paper, indulging and blowing. Yeah, call it, in the air of a silent night. Smile walking in the pale moonlight. Higher than light, I done took flight. Whoa, I'm not coming down, yeah, watch me go. Sideways, even if the truck will drive. And I ain't paid, believe you're busy with me when I fly by. Fuck it, I'm here in hot show. Double fisted, under my radar poncho. I hit him when he least expect it. Benny Blanco, brutally disrespected, knock him off pronto. The smile goes like Kid Ink or Lil Wayne. Bitch, check your name, smile like the cash game. Kill up on your majesty and Roscaline. 702 Empire, nigga. And family over everything. Why, why? I learned from the coldest in the game. At low, 3 times, 41 is scatterbrain. Yuck mouth, sick, not as far fake. Cocaine rules everything, man.
You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was Black Donnie 6600 and Gino Capone. You know what I'm saying? Cocaine. You know what I mean? So big shout out to them, man. They doing it real big out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all my local cats. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown. Me and Khalil Brown getting ready to work on some shit. You know what I'm saying? We about to bust y'all across the head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real, real, real proper life. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the people that's calling in. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing the phone lines light up and everything like that. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, 2:20 p.m., live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Doing it real big, you know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's on Facebook. Big shout out to Gene, My Life Mobley. I'm finding all these Mobleys on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, you know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's on there, you know what I mean? Moisa Miller, you know what I'm saying? Big Dead Peyton, you know what I mean? Keisha Gray, my girl Dory Divine Diva, you know what I'm saying? Miss Cherry Plush, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just crazy, you know what I mean? Big shout out to my man DJ Needles. We're going to be doing some things out there. Fat Man working on a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to my man Shooter Mac. You know, Shooter Mac kind of – Shooter Mac found him a job and stuff like that. Calvin got a job. You know what I'm saying? Shooter Mac found him a job. So, you know, we kind of really working this Fat Boy thing. But right now I'm really getting a lot of this solo stuff. So y'all stay tuned because Fat Man got a lot of music that I'm getting ready to hit y'all with, all right? So listen, matter of fact, we're going to get into one of my joints right now. If you want to holler at me, hit me at 347-884-8810. I don't know who this is that then called me from a restricted number because only 111111 came up, and I don't answer restricted numbers. So get your shit together and call me back and unblock your number. But other than that, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the Unsigned Hype Show. I am the host. I do the damn thing. So listen, we about to get into one of my joints because a show ain't a show unless I play some of my shit. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Here's me and my man, His Majesty, with Midwest Finest coming to you on the Unsigned Hype Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Quit playing, y'all. Let's go.
I get to laugh at white people all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we have seen the head like this.
We have seen the head like this. We have seen the head like this.
It's going down.
We have seen the head like this.
Let's go. You want to get it popping like this? Macaroni necklace, band on the wrist. Me and Fat Man on your club guest list.
What?
Drink in my hand, blunt in my fist. Do what I want to, voodoo, trip. Live legendary
what?
And so reckless.
What?
The true test is to live like this. Do the damn thing and I still raise.
replace the key. Nigga, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. Now I break it down for you in increments. I'm a psycho, alpha, disco kid. With models who be blowing like Lewinsky did. I'm down to get throw, blow my load, and dance with some hoes off that stripper pole. Come on, let's go to the next episode. It's some cushion
in
the house.
Let's get it. In the rough, drunk alone on a Friday night. Fat man and his majesty and VIP. Another rapper from the bar, this round for me. I got my 38 glasses and cops to the side.
Yeah.
In the rough, drunk alone on a Friday night. Fat man and his majesty and VIP. Another bottle on the bar, this round for me. I'm in the club with the B.O.B. sipping on the finest. Fucking with a G, chopping up with your highness. His majesty is magically with his charm. This is how we do, fucking with the beat bar. Fat man keeps it hot, cause I'm blazing the spot. Fat grimy motherfucker, cause I'm packing a lot. From the 313 to the 702. Up in the rum jungle, bet you're feeling my blues. We keep the bottle popping in the 702. Fat man keeps it raw with his highness too. And if you don't know, now you know, baby, baby.
This is legendary, ladies and gentlemen. We hit them in the head like this.
I got my 38 glasses had cops to the side.
On a Friday night.
The VIP, bottle for the bar, this round for me. I got my 38 glasses had cops to the side.
You know how we roll. Friday night. 702.
Another bottle on the bar, this round for me.
It's that Midwest, West Coast gangster shit.
We hit you in the head like this. We hit you in the head like this. We hit you in the head like this.
With this Midwest Mountain West Bank.
We hit you in the head like this.
Yeah. Eat your Wheaties. Get your game up. Maybe.
day. Now I may wait for all the air, yeah, they be rolling like that today, ho. So back up off and get a phone and if they won't let y'all. Checking my hoes and bitches with my thing on play as balls, yep. So now I step, rather walk with that pimp flip while my niggas are in these joints with that college bar pimp smoke. Down the time I wanna end it on this track. So I pass it to my partner and step back up in my cat.
Up in my shoes, you prove this ain't gon' true. And those mother hoes only when we rollin' through. Well, that just got me blue. The sun is beaming, it's seeming that I'm glistening. Rather gleaming, 2020 got me leaning to the side, full of pride. Now ain't that something? I'm dipping into your hood. This ain't rare, but I'm bumping, bumping out the road, just dungeon. If y'all miss it, big kill, get him off, PA outcast, nothing for your list.
Yeah, you got the fat man up in here. That was my joint, Midwest Finest, with me and his majesty. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, His Majesty, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then that was my boys, Outkast, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Funky Music. Only the real players that's in back of me know about that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We doing it real big, y'all. 2:30 p.m. out here. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? This is the fight weekend, Cinco de Mayo week here. You know what I'm saying? We got Mexicans and shit and midgets and shit running around this motherfucker and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? But everybody and their motherfucking mama is in town right now, you know what I'm saying, for the weekend and this, that, and the other. Hold on. I got calls. I got calls right here and this, that, and the other. Let me answer and see who the hell this is. She got your boy Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
Hey, man, I'm going to hear that. I'm going to hear that Black Dunny International All-Stars album. That We From the Town. You got that?
Yeah, I don't know if I got that, but I just played Black Dunny and this, that, and the other in the beginning. Did you hear it?
Oh, man, no, I missed it. Oh, play something else.
Okay. All right, well, listen, you just stay on the line and keep on listening, man. I'll play it again just for you. And everything. Big shout out to my man.
I appreciate it, man. Hurry up.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. He's like, man, hurry up. And this, man, the other. Yeah, big shout out to my man, Black Johnny, and this, man, the other. He got his people calling in, representing for him. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to him and Jay Capone. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Who is this on the line? All right, then, 100, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep the show pushing and this, that, and the other. Big shout-out to my man, Black Donnie. You know what I'm saying? I played his music in the beginning. We're going to get back to Black Donnie and this, that, and the other. But right now, you got your boy Fat Man up in here, 2:32 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the fight weekend. Is Mayweather going to get his ass knocked out, or is Mayweather going to get in there and take that jailhouse aggression out on old boy? I don't know. Hit me up and let me know. 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? Hit your boy Fat Man up and holler at me. But right now, I'm about to get faded with my nigga Tiger here on Unsigned Hype, y'all. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Young Nino, Jenna Pico, Carlito, Scarface, Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, Arpedo. I goes deep in that Dan Marino. She wanna be the one to my own single. Break a heart, no future, Miss Cleo. Snap back, automatic reload. Flyer than a Beetle, you can't beat them. Vampire, your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, then you wanna see me. Don't believe it? Stripe like a Adidas. The gun Selena, give it Viva FIFA. Real hot, put it in pot, take a shot higher than the tube side. Use a bop, give me top top as I load the wop. Many say I'm fly, but to her, I'm God. I'm faded, 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 man. 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 I'm faded, faded, and I don't give up. Up Thumping in my tuxie, yeah, I make it rain, dear, cause I'm all about my box shoes, but I'm in the front. Up in her, and I put it in her, all in one putt putt. Super make nasty. Why you make loving when the call me daddy? Pimp no patty. She wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog. Call her classy. Young savvy. Look like Cincinnati. Above average. Fly like I'm Aladdin. They been backwards. Don't throw the pussy at them. I'm Ben Wallace. Dunk up in your basket. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious. Double dare. There's too many why these wanna stir. Pat run up in here and this ain't no beer. I'm faded. And I don't give up. Mama, there go that monster. Abracadabra, magic dancer. My mother doctor said I need a doctor. So I called house, now I am a pill popper. Faded like skinny, young money we winning. I told her if I change, she won't get a penny. Milking it, pregnant, bringing home the bacon. I'm this piggy, loaded like a semi. Send me naked pictures, she knows my she call it Richard. Prior to me, I had to stick my thumb in. One time, smell my finger, make you vomit. Flyer than the hornet, the shoe fit, I worn it. She tried to, can't beat it, join it. Poochie, poochie, that's what she call it. Black, scarlet, I killed it, marn it.
Baby, 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 faded,
much
I'm faded, faded,
faded,
faded,
faded,
faded, faded, faded, faded, much I'm faded, 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 much I'm faded, faded, faded,
faded, and I don't give up.
Yeah, 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 y'all, what's poppin'? We got your boy Fat Man up in here. I'm sitting back here with riding with my man Tiger. Yeah, that was I'm Faded, you know what I'm saying, coming to you live and direct, 2:36 p.m. out here live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the fight weekend. It's going down. Big shout-out to everybody that's on motherfucking Facebook right now. I'm just sitting here chilling, kicking back, you know what I'm saying, doing my Facebook thing. Big shout-out to my girl, the beautiful and the sexy and the alluring Dorothy Divine Dina. I mean, Dory Divine Diva. I am so sorry, sweetie. Big shout out to Dory Divine Diva out there listening to me. She's sitting in there with the Ace fam. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Ace fam. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas need to hit me up. Let's get this shit popping. You know what I'm saying? She said, I'm sitting here, Fat Man, with King Vegas, with Ace fam, and listening in with me too. And Sneak, my son. So big shout out to Ace fam, Sneak. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Thomas A. Jenkins III. You know what I mean? Out there, all the way out there in Orlando, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Conscious Mind Records. They're doing it really, 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 really big. You know what I'm saying? They just released a song. They're getting ready to release. I don't know if the CD is out yet, but they're getting ready to release another CD on LaRue Unconditional. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure, you know, it's going to be mixed and mastered by Conscious Mind Studios in downtown Orlando, Florida. You know what I'm saying? And this will be played around the world, all right? So if anyone you know needs studio work, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the other, hit up your boy Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, and I'll get you in touch with my man T, the CEO of Conscious Mind Records. Big shout-out to my man LaRue out there, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, Dory's sitting there laughing at me. Yeah, Dory, we be having fun up in there, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to my man Thomas, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying. You way the fuck out there in Florida and shit like that. You don't think Fat Man be checking for y'all and everything. Y'all don't know what Fat Man knows. Y'all don't know the things that I can do. Y'all don't know how I am so deep in this motherfucking game, you know what I'm saying? Y'all better rise up. And Thomas Jenkins III out there and all the way out there in Orlando, Florida, Conscious Mind Records, you already know. I know the drill. You know I keep it 600 all the motherfucking time. So check this out. And all what I just said, bottom line, we need to rise up. Here's my nigga right here, Juwan LaRue, rise up. Even though this nigga don't call me, he don't give me no shout out, nothing like that. He be on Facebook, he don't say nothing to me. But it's all good. I still got love, and I'm going to still play his shit here on Unsigned Hype. Let's go.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history.
This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see, stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up.
Rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up. When they look at me and only see color. Rise up. For the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up. All the caskets that I sold to lay. Rise up. It's time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up.
Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall. Rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that?
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to play. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
Rise up, everybody.
Rise up,
all my people.
Rise up,
California.
Rise up,
Oklahoma.
Rise up,
Tacoma.
Rise up,
Seattle.
Rise up,
the world.
Rise up.
You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man Juwan LaRue. You know what I'm saying? Coming off the Conscious Mind record label out there in Orlando, Florida. Big shout out to my man Thomas Jenkins, a.k.a. my man T, the CEO, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out, man. They doing it real big, man. All them brothers out there, man, has been to Full Sail college and has graduated, I mean, with honors, top of the class. Big shout out to Juwan LaRue. He just graduated with honors, if I'm not mistaken. Thomas don't think that I be keeping track of y'all. Y'all don't think that I keep track of what's going on. I keep my ear in the streets, but my business ain't in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Just recognize who y'all fucking with. Y'all fucking with Fat Man, the 313, baby. I keep my ear to the streets, and I represent, and I represent to the fullest, and I do this shit all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? 24-8. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down live and direct out here. Everybody keep calling in. It's 702-402-4223. Hold on.
Hello?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? You got your
pants. Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to hear that offset of Black Donnie.
Okay, okay,
all right. I'm going to
play Black Donnie again. I played him in the middle, in the beginning of the show. I'm glad you
logged
on. Okay, I'm messed, but
everybody keeps talking about it, so
I
like to hear it.
Okay, all right, then, sweetie. Well, I will make sure. What is your name, sweetie?
My name is Nick.
Your name is Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, then, Nick. I appreciate you calling into the show, Nick. And I'm going to make sure that I play that. I'm going to make sure that I play that Black Donnie. Matter of fact, hold on. Wait a minute. Just one second.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nick. And she's calling in to hear my man Black Donnie 6600. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I had him right here in front of me. Everybody called in last time, you know what I'm saying, and I did tell him, I said, all right then, man, when I, as soon as, and that was my fault because I didn't get the shit loaded up in the fucking computer and this and the other, so, you know, big, you know, that was my faux pas, y'all, that wasn't his fault and shit, and I'm going to find it, and I'm going to make sure that I play it. Matter of fact, all right. Here we go. All right, y'all. We about to do this once again, live and direct, coming to y'all. All right, then, sweetie, for Nick, because she called in and asked for it and everything. Here it is, y'all, live and direct. The preview of the new mixtape from Black Donnie 6600, Bonafide, featuring Saint One. I hope I got that right. If I fuck it up, then y'all need to call in and let the motherfucker know what the fuck he needs to be talking about and shit. Quit sending fucking text messages and this, that, and the other. But it's going down right here, live and direct. Unsigned Hype. It's your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas now, 2:46 p.m. And here it is, what everybody's been waiting for. All right, thank you, Nick. You know what I'm saying? Here it is, y'all. Black Donnie 6600. Put your ear to the damn speaker so you can hear this shit, all right? Let's go.
Six red candles lit around the room. Two wine glasses, strobe lights flashing. Hold for the flick, you know you're hella thick. In that Victoria's Secret, standing about 6'6". She a stallion with class. Figure like an hourglass. Rule number one, you gotta hit it from the back. I can tell she loves to get her ass smacked, cause she's a freak biting on the fingernails looking at me. I can't lie, baby looking sexy. So I grabbed her by the waist, now she dancing with a star. We doing the two-step, baby, all smile. Move inside your side, she start breaking it down. The move getting hot, wow. She let her head down, then whispered in my ear, follow me. I got something for you to see. Then she pushed me on the bed, got on top of me, and I'm like, fight. When I met her, she ain't say much. Saw her in the club, and all it took was a simple touch. Got her on the floor and had my hands on her ass clutch. She ain't say a word, so I assumed I had to push up. We started off slow, and then we ended up in straight luck. When I leave here, I'ma have to go and beat it up. Put that thing on her, I'ma do it till she had enough. Hit it from the back, I make the baddest girl fall in love. You know I smoke, so when I get home, she got it rolled up. Always there for me, she my angel, I'm a soldier. Stay up late, so when I get home, so we can post her. My number one fan, on the wall, she got my poster. Love it when I'm closer, after me, stoner, move over. I beat it on the sofa, I took the girl to go and bend it over. Looking back at me when I stroke her, my hands on her waistline, pulling out that poker. So when I get done, she got a smile like a joker, it be over. Pulling out that poker, so when I get done, she got a smile like a joker, it be over. Oh.
Direct. Y'all, this is the exclusive going down to mixtape from Black Donnie 6600. Here's another track from him with Double O and Town Biz, y'all. Here it is, y'all, the mixtape, Black Donnie 6600. One love.
Can't get in.
Okay. Go to my wall. go to my wall or either hit me up or hit me a friend request because I'm on Facebook too. Fat Man
okay.
Detroit's Finest. That's PHATMAN Detroit's Finest. Hit
okay,
me up, send me a friend request.
That's what it is. Well, secondly, I mean, I just logged on. I'm trying to hear something off that that Black Donnie International All-Stars mixtape. You got that that Willie Rockmore jump off.
Look here, man. I didn't play three songs off
of
that,
CD. I need to hear it. The customer's always right, brother.
Ain't this about a bitch. You need to hear it because the customer's always right. All
yeah,
right,
man.
Y'all
said you got to give me what I need. Y'all said I'm logging
in.
You got to do that for your kid. That Willie Rockmore jump off.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Big shout out. Where you calling from, man?
Man, I'm from out here in Arizona, man, but I'm from Baltimore.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Represent.
All right. Big shout out to the AZ, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
All I got is the Black D Gino Capone, Cocaine, the Black D Bonafide, ST1, and the Black D Double O and Twins Biz. And the only ones I got, player.
You ain't got the Willie Rockmore joint?
No, I ain't got the Willie Rockmore joint, man. You're going to have to get in holler at your boy Donnie, you know what I'm saying? But listen, my man, I appreciate you calling and this, that, and the other. I will make sure that I play this joint again, you know what I mean, and everything. Can you hear it through your phone?
I can hear it through my phone, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to hear it through my speakers on my online jump off, you know what I'm talking about?
All right.
But I understand, brother, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that Willie Rockmore shit, man, wait till you get a load of that shit. Believe me.
Okay. Well, make sure you tell Donnie to make sure he send it to me and I can upload it, man, and we can get this shit popping, man, here on the Unsigned Hype Show, man. I appreciate you calling
in,
bro.
Ain't you the same fat man that was with them grimy old men cats?
Yeah, man, I used to be with the motherfuckers, man, but I had to keep it pushing. Yeah, that's me. I'm the same fat man, bro.
Okay, that's what's up,
you know,
man. I remember that shit y'all used to have online, man. That's what's up,
yeah.
Man. I'm out, yo.
The boo? We had the boo? Hello? Okay. All right, then, y'all. Well, rich shout out to old boy, the 480, you know what I'm saying? And this and the other, you know. Yeah, I used to fuck with grimy old men and this and the other, but nigga got to keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? I had to get anything. They wasn't grimy enough, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to my man, Black Donnie, 6600. He just, you know, he got the people calling in representing. That's what I'm talking about. Represent to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to you doing your thing, you got to get out there and you got to grind. You got to make sure that your fan base is calling in. Just like he said, the customer is always right. And he's right. The customer is always right. We're about to take a call here from 702-0130. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, Unsigned Hype. Who is this?
Yo, what's good? This is my music.
Say what now?
Hold on. This is that real music. I just released
this
that
ain't
song,
got no music. Who is this?
It's Real Music.
Who?
Real Music.
This is Real Music?
Yeah. I just released that song, Dollar Sign.
You want to hear the song Dollar Sign?
No, I just released that, and you told me to hit you
up. Okay. Is this Mr. Vincent?
Yes, it's Mr. Vincent, Robert Vincent.
Okay, what's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, this is my man, Robert Vincent, okay? We are Facebook buddies. This is what I'll be talking about and telling y'all about networking. This is what I'll be telling all you artists out there about networking and stepping your game up. So, yo, tell them what's going on right now, Robert. Tell them what you just did.
All right, well, yeah, I just dropped the track for my fans. You know, we got a lot of listeners, and they've been waiting to hear something new. So me and my boy put together this song called Dollar Signs. It's a real hot-ass track. It's a club bang, you know, something for the strippers. You know, you can check that out on my Facebook, on Reverb Nation. Support
all right.
My music.
All right. And then you out here in Vegas, right?
Yeah, we out here in the 702. Shit, making a lot of noise. You know, we be doing a lot of performances and everything. You know, to all those fans, all your listeners, man, shout out to Fat Man, Detroit's Finest, all those listeners. They can Google
Google
that, Fat Man. They can Google Road Music. And they can see we do it big out here in 702.
Okay. Now, listen, let me ask you a question since I got you on the phone, man, because I try and do a lot of things with a lot of the unsigned artists out here, the unsigned hype out here, and everything mm-hmm. like that. With you being an artist out here in Las Vegas and knowing the Las Vegas circle, et cetera, and this, that, and the other, what do you think the Las Vegas unsigned artist scene is missing out here? What do you think that we're missing as far as all of us being in the same boat, heading in the same direction? What do you think we're missing between one another?
That's exactly what it is, unity. That's what we're missing. You know, it's a lot of people that want to strive, make it themselves. You know, they don't want to work as a team. You know, mm-hmm. don't even want to work with the next artist. It's just it's a lot of unity, loyalty. But then you have those cats like Fat Man Detroit, willing to network. And if you ain't networking, you ain't working. And then you got some cats like Roe Music willing to do features with any artist, whether he's whack, whether he's the hottest thing out, willing to do those features. But then you have those ones that are scared of competition, scared to work with, the next man, scared to see the next man rise.
Okay. Now tell everybody about your struggle, because I know being an unsigned artist and me being an unsigned artist myself and this, that, and the other, and coming up, from Detroit and going from state to state and traveling and things like that, it's a struggle in itself, because you have to fund and basically sponsor your
everything.
Own. Basically you have to foot the bill for everything. Kind of take people on a little quick journey of your struggle in getting that started to where you started to where you are now.
Yeah, the struggle's been hard. Just like every other artist, we all have our stories. Like, we used to go up to shows, 4 or 5 people, and still, do the damn thing and tear the stage up. But now when we go up there, we got 30, 40 people. And then we go in there, we feel the tension, we feel the envy, because they see, okay, it's new artists on the rise. That just adds to the struggle. Just, it's a lot to do with it. People supporting the music, these independent artists, we need that support. People got to support, we need those fans. That's where we get our love from. So, everybody listening, continue to support your independent artists, your local artists, whether that's Texas, Nebraska, Las Vegas, Detroit, whatever, support your local artists. They need that love.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question as far as we call it, right now, like I've been telling people, my motto for this year is fuck you, pay me. You know what I'm saying? Like
I love
that,
it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And everything like that. Now, do you feel, because I honestly feel that we get sold short as artists, because people feel that we're willing to do things for free. What is your take on that?
Well, then again with that, that goes back to shows. Like a couple months ago, I was working with a promoter, and he expected us to sell tickets, but then this guy was 2 weeks late getting me my tickets. So I was traveling all around town, wasting gas money and some more. But then when I finally got the tickets, I sold more than what he wanted. And then this guy's like, oh well, how about we keep all this money, and then you just get a couple fans in for free? I'm like, no, well, where's my cup? We got to eat too. Artists got to eat too.
We put in
all this work for promoters, for everybody, but then at the end of the day, they expect us, okay, well, you just get this free promotion. Okay, we're getting free promotion. What are you getting?
Right.
So, it's hard out here for independent artists. Most of us got to stick together, do what we got to do.
Right. But it makes it even harder when you don't stick together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're out here solo dolo, I know it's hard, 'cause I know a couple of artists out here, great talent. They have great talent, but they have no team. So, they're not making no noise. They're not standing out. But then these groups with this team, with these actual teams, whether it's a label or not, they're making a lot of noise. They're going to their shows, 30, 40 deep, releasing mixtapes, videos, doing the damn thing.
Right. So you believe that and I mean, it's not really even a belief. That's just part of the game. You believe that an artist needs to stay on top of his game. Now, I want to ask you a quick question before we get off the phone. How do you feel about how important to you is staying on top of your internet game? Not your street game. We talk about two different types of hustles. You see, you're out there in the street. You know, you get out there in the streets, your tennis shoe pimping. I'm talking about your internet. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about your internet game. You know, your Facebook hustle, your Reverb Nation hustle, and this, that, and the other. Because it's also a hustle, too, that you have to do online.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's why if you're not networking, you're not working. And just now, when I just released my song, Dollar Song, my dollar signs on the internet probably 5 minutes ago. And I'm telling you already, you know, it's around the world. You know, that's what's good about the internet. You know, you could be in Detroit, but then you got people in Jamaica and Japan listening to your music. With just, you know, just being in one place. That's the beauty of the internet. And a lot of artists, they feel, you know, going digital isn't the way.
Okay.
You know, they want to hit these streets. They want to do that. That's cool. You know, that's the best thing running, you know, because then you're getting that promo visual. You know, you're seeing the artist.
Right.
You know, you're getting that CD fresh from the artist.
Right.
But if you go digital, it's a whole different ball game. It's faster. It's a whole lot faster. So those artists who aren't using Facebook and Love Nation, that's what they need to get. That's what they need to do.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, this
2018,
you know, that's
key. Okay. Well, in case everybody just logging in and this and the other, this is my man Robert Vincent from Real Music, you know what I'm saying, live and direct here from Las Vegas, Nevada. He just released a brand new CD. What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Dollar Signs, and it's on my Jackin' for Fans mixtape. That's Jackin' for Fans.
Okay. Well, make sure you post that on my Facebook wall. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I will.
And, I'll make sure that I send you the email address and everything, so you can shoot that song to me, so we can get it on the show, man. And get it in rotation here on the Unsigned Hype Show. All right.
Well,
no problem, man. No problem. We're gonna have to get together, man, and drop a hot one and this, that, and the other. People think all fat man do is sit behind a microphone and shit and host shows and this, that, and the other. I am.
Oh no,
an
no, that's just the
plus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And you got heat. You got heat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. When you're in the entertainment game and you do shit solo, you take on a lot of responsibility. You wear a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can host. Yeah, I can DJ. Yeah, I can do this. I'm, you know, whatever. You put
the
microphone
trade
in my hand, and I'm off and running. But listen, man, like I said, post that to my wall. You know, Unsigned Hype supports you, man, and whatever you're doing, whatever shows you got coming up, you hit us up and let us know, man, all right?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
All right, man. One love, man.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. It is 3:07 p.m. coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man Robert Vincent. Uh-oh, I think I done disconnected somebody. And it said the other. Right now we got a call coming in from the 510. Hello, you got Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
Hey. Hey, this is Sia.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Who is it?
Sia.
Hello. This Sia?
Sia.
Okay, Sia. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. What can I do for you today?
Calling for my boy, Donnie.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody just sit tight. Sit back.
Black Donnie.
Okay. Well, I'll be making sure that I'm a play Black Donnie again, but y'all gonna have to rewind and listen to this show to hear this music, because I've played this voice music 2-3 times already, and this, that, and the other. But thank you, dear. Thank you, Thea, for calling in. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
Calling from the big Oakland.
All right, big shout out to Oakland. We got Oakland in the house. Big shout out to my man, Big Sean, who just called in and everything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all calling in and definitely representing for my man, Black Donnie. 6600, you know what I'm saying, sweetie? So we're going to keep it 600 on here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to make sure we get that play for you, all right?
All right.
All right then, sweetie. Thank you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? They calling and everything, and everybody's wanting to hear the Black Donnie 6600 joint. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I hung up on him by accident. Yeah, he called it back. Big shout-out to my girl, Dory Divine Diva. Big shout-out to Thea out there holding it down, you know what I'm saying, out there in Oakland, representing for my man Black Donnie. Big shout-out to my man Black Donnie, you know what I'm saying. He's talking about he's going to be one of my sponsors and this, that, and the other. But he done left out of town and this, that, and the other and shit, and then give me my shirt and, you know, all that shit. I could be sitting here in my shirt and everything like that. But like I said, y'all, y'all know I will put a motherfucker on blast and this, that, and the other, because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man holds it down in the 702, you know what I'm saying, all the way to the 313 to the 918. Y'all know how I do. Y'all know my get down. It is 3:09 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you want to holler at your boy, hit me up, 347-884-8810. Oh, my God, I'm going to play some songs, you know what I'm saying, because I got to give it up to my strippers, you know what I'm saying. Big shout-out to all my strippers out there at the Strip Club. Yeah, that's right, I said Strip Club. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to all my big girls. This is BBW for life up here in this motherfucker. That's how I ride. If I'm about that life. Are you? You know what I'm saying? I brand that shit just like Nike do. Like, just do it. It's like, yo, BBW for life. I'm about that life. Are you? You know what I'm saying? And BHM forever, y'all. We're going to get into the song I Love the Strippers by 2 Chainz and Nicki Minaj, and we're going to be right back with my man King Vegas, you know what I'm saying, representing the Ace Fam clique, you know what I'm saying, and we're doing it real big right here on the Unsigned Hype Show. This is your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't know who y'all think y'all fucking with, but y'all fucking with a real motherfucker all the way from the 313.
Let's play Big Bank, take love bank. You are looking at a shark in a fish tank. When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty cash. Tell shawty call me, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you niggas. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you niggas.
Okay, first I bag back, Louis backpack. My camo come from True Religion. Them broke codes can't pay attention. Your cue to missing. New edition. Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line is dope. You can snow that. Work in the pot. I can make it do a robot. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning, they busy hind catching, mad cause I'm pitching, all my bitches different, all my diamonds glistening, my weed so loud, everybody listen, they say it's for the birds, so I bought a kilo, my Boost Mobile chirping, it might be my amigo.
Yeah, I love the strippers, 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 in my foreign car. The trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you niggas. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you niggas.
2 Chainz, you fuckin' crazy. Motherfuckers know I'm fucking crazy. Fuck wrong with these bitches lately. Bitches better get on their knees and pray. Bitch, I rap that rich gang. Word Stunner, word Wayne. That's red on my wrist bang. SB, Mac Mane. Tell Tiger, looking for this bitch called Black China. Take a nigga bitch in a hot flash. Menopause, hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen. And I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising. Killing these bitches, crime scene. Oh, that's how a bitch do it. Follow when I pull up. This shit hits you in the chin like a pull up. My door's so cocky, my door's so stuck up. Ooh, how about the space car? Bitch, the space price, I call him a space bar. Man, I wish a bitch would. $100,000 engine, I wish a bitch could.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you niggas. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back,
think these niggas understood what the fuck I just said? I said, $100,000 engine. I wish a bitch could. Like the little engine that good. Yeah, get it. 2 Chainz.
You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was, yeah, I love the Scrippers. Yeah, I love the Scrippers. You know what I'm saying? That was my nigga 2 Chainz. You know what I mean? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. The Unsigned Hype Show, y'all, live from Las Vegas, y'all. It's 3:14 p.m. out here. It's the fight weekend. Everybody and their motherfucking mama is out here for the fight this weekend. We don't know if Mayweather going to get his ass knocked the fuck out or anything like that. So big shout-out to everybody that's in. I know my girl Shorty B just hit me. We got Albany, New York. Definitely in the motherfucking building up in this bitch. So, you know, we doing it real big up in here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This shit is like fluoride. You know what I'm saying? It's nutritious. You know what I mean? Up in here. You know what I mean? So right now we about to get into another call. We got the H-Fam click on the phone. About to talk to my man King Vegas and this and the other. Yo, what's poppin', man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who is this I got on the phone?
This is King V with H-Fam Productions.
What's going on?
King Vegas.
What's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? This H-Fam in the building?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, kind of tell me something about H-Fam. What is H-Fam about?
Basically, H-Fam started in Chicago by the Mighty 21 Pill. Shout out to him if he's listening.
Okay.
Started in Chicago, traveled out to Vegas. Started with some artists. I was one of them. We came up on Sneak, who's been my bros forever. Got a few other members, Wayne Jr., Brother Jody, Rio, Saint, Young O, Rascal Walla. I mean, you know, we're just trying to do music the right way. Somebody got to do it the right way for a change. Somebody got to do it the right way. So
when you say music the right way, expound on that, because you know you got a lot of people, we got a lot of listeners and this that, and the other, and you know they pick up on our lingo, but then again they don't pick up on our lingo. So kind of explain
right,
what you mean.
Right.
You say music the right way.
Well, I mean, you hear the radio, it's
right.
Horrible. I mean, before you could listen to the radio and not want to turn the station just to hear the same thing you heard on the last one, you know, you used to be able to have a variety. Within H-Fam, you can find everything you're looking for. If you want a country song, we'll rap it. You want a rap song, we'll do a country. It don't matter. We versatile. We can switch up anything, make anything gold into platinum. That's just, I mean, I'm talking big because that's my team, but from the outside looking in, I feel great about us too. It's all about speaking
okay.
Something that makes sense, not just putting out a hot chorus with a hot beat and so lyrics. It's all about having something to say that actually means something to someone out there. You know, it could be a child who didn't have a father, or it could be a girl who didn't have a mother. Whichever one, you know, we got a story for all of them.
Right. Okay. Now, one thing that I noticed that you've been saying and everything, you've been using a word, and I don't even think a lot of these artists understand this word, and this is something that I've been saying to them from day one, ever since I got from Detroit, Michigan, the 313. Big shout, hold on, real quick. I just got some people that's logging in. Big shout out, we got Albany, New York in the house. Big shout out to my girl Shorty B out there, all right,
hey.
Out there in Albany, New York. You know what I'm saying? We got Albany, New York in the house. Big shout out to, of course, my girl Miss McNeil. She's just logged on, so she's listening to you guys. You know what I'm saying? And she does a lot in
hey.
The Las Vegas area with these artists and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But I noticed that you've been using a word that doesn't get used a lot, and that's team.
Right.
Okay. That's team. People don't realize that it takes a team to be successful.
Right.
It takes a team to create a movement. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And without a team, people don't understand. It took a team for Jay-Z to get where the fuck he got to. Okay?
Right.
It took a team to get Mayweather where the fuck he at tonight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So expound on that for the artists that for the unsigned artists that's out there listening that don't understand what a team is, because you need a team to get out there and push you. If no one is pushing you, no one knows who you are.
Right. Well, we consider our team Ace. First, let me say Ace Fam stands for A Classic Era Fam. It's
okay.
Basically a family, and
all right.
And we do everything in a family like manner. You know, we call each other brother. We call, you know, if we got mom and we all at mom's house, that's mom. For the night, for the weekend, whatever, that's mom. Everything is family-oriented, and we keep each other knit tight like a family.
Okay.
That's what makes things easy to go out into the streets as a team, because we already got that foundation of family.
All right.
So we already know, you know, hey, if I tell you, you doing this and you slacking, you ain't going to get kicked to the curb, but I'm going to do you like a big brother would do you and say, you fucking up, you know? That's
right,
family.
Exactly.
And that,
right.
That all incorporates being real. That all incorporates being understanding. That all incorporates being cooperative and knowledgeable about, you know, other people and working with other people. The only way you can keep a team going and have a team work for you is if you can understand your teammates as well as you understand yourself.
Right. Okay. Okay. So the importance of team to you is that's top priority on your list. It should be. It should be top priority on every up and coming artist list.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because without a team, you can't be successful.
Not at all. And a lot of people here are selfish.
Right.
I've been doing this since I was 7 years old. Everybody that
right.
I have with me has been doing it just as long.
Right.
We've noticed that in the city that we grew up in, where we feel we've been raised by communities, not just, you know, our parents at home, but we've been raised by neighborhoods. We
okay.
don't have the unity that we once had. And we're
okay.
trying to bring that back, you know, starting with us. We try to collab with those artists that nobody else is giving them a shot. And we try to collab with those artists that don't have any money to pay 5 G's a verse, you know. We
right.
don't have that shit either. So we
right.
trying to come up just like you trying to come up. And
right.
it all sounds good when you could pull out X amount of dollars and talk about I got this and I got that, but who are you sharing it with? Nobody.
Right.
You enjoying that shit by yourself. Where's your team at?
Right. 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 Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask this last quick question and this and the other, and then we can kind of give you know, let people know where you guys are at. How do you feel about the...
love you, fat man.
Oh, that was mom right there, Dory Devon Diva. That was mom.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing? How you doing, beautiful? How you doing? Mom, you know I love you and everything. How do you feel about the unity out here and on the Las Vegas artist scene?
I ain't got no choice but to be.
Keep it sick front of it.
We as a city got to step it up. We as a city
okay.
got to step it up. You see all these people you were just talking about, you know, it takes a team to start a movement. A movement is how it all happens. And that's exactly
right.
what Vegas needs is a movement. You know, they not gonna catch sight of us going off of everybody else's shit. You know, they had the hyphy
right.
movement. They had the crunk era. They had all of that.
Right.
We can't copy
right.
that. We got to be our own person. And to do that, we have to get together and figure out what the fuck is best about us that we can show to other people. if we can't do that by being selfish and by staying to ourselves and you know, oh, well, I only record with people on the west side of Vegas. Guess who you're limiting? Yourself. There's so much other talent out there, and all you want to do is record with the people you knew since you were 12. Who suck, by the way.
Right, right.
we gotta step it up and take care of each other. This city is all about us, and we can't let it go by being selfish. Can't be selfish. No, not at all.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Now tell everybody where they can find your music at.
Oh, you're looking for me, you can find me at kingvegas.bandcamp.com. In the King Vegas, make sure you got a hyphen because you want to find me and not a German rock band. But besides that, you can find me, king-vegas.bandcamp.com. You can find 21pills.bandcamp.com. You can find us at Facebook, search King Vegas, 21 Pills, Ace Fan Productions, Rascal Walla, Twitter, King Vegas, 21 Pills, Ace Fam, whatever, you know. SoundCloud, you can find us. You can find us on Reverb Nation, YouTube, anywhere. You just search it. Google Ace Fam Productions. You'll find one of us, I guarantee.
Okay.
Guarantee.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, y'all, this is my man King V from Ace Fam. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I'm putting it out there, man, because me and my man Khalil Brown, we getting together, man. We do collaborations and all that. You know, I got studio time. If I got the time and you got the time, man, we can drop a track. It ain't no thing to me. You know what
all
I'm saying?
Got
and everything. So,
all we got is time. By the way, if I can real quick, I want to put everybody on. On 31313, okay, March 13, 2013, I released my first album, King Vegas versus the World. I want y'all to go check that out at Bandcamp.
Okay. Well, you make sure that Divine Diva hits me up so we can make sure that we can drop that and put some spin on it. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we can do the world premiere. You know what I mean? And really get it popping, man. We're going to get some dates going on, man. And we just going to have to really link up. If it's got to start with just me and you and everything and linking up and doing this and making this, you know, Las Vegas unity come together, then goddammit, that's what the fuck we got to do.
Hey, that's what we got to do, man. I appreciate everything you're doing for the city, doing for me, doing for artists like me. You know, this is a grand scale thing, and I'm glad to be a part of it right now.
It's all good, man. It's all good. You got nothing but love, man, coming here from the Unsigned Hype Show, man. This is what I do because I'm in your shoes. Me and you are walking the same walk. People wonder why I wear this big-ass chain around my neck when I'm out. And they ask me, why do you wear that chain? And I say, it's for the struggle. And they look at me and they wonder what I mean by the struggle. Everybody has a struggle. An unsigned artist has a struggle. We have a struggle as black people. Latinos have a struggle. People have a testimony. It's just that I figure if we could all come together like these links on this chain around my neck, it ain't shit we can motherfucking do.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
And on that note, man, I'm going to let you go, King V, and I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? One
I
love from
you,
the Unsigned Hype Show, man. Tell Divine Diva I love her, and I will talk to you guys later, all right?
I will, man. Thank you so much. One time for the Ace Fam.
Okay, one time. Ace Fam? Y'all
Ace
already know. Y'all. That's how we do, y'all. Big shout out to my man King Vegas for calling in. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do, y'all, on the Unsigned Hype Show. We talk to these artists. We sit down with these artists. You know what I'm saying? It's all about networking. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to network, all right? Everybody that we've played today has been an unsigned artist. Big shout out to my man Black Donnie 66. We've been doing the damn thing. Big shout out to Ace Fam that called in. Big shout out to my man Robert Vincent that called in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's been calling in for Black Donnie that want to hear that again. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know. But big shout out to hold on. Let me get some other shout outs going on over here because I got people hitting me up and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got my man Rodriguez Bear Paws. He's on the he's out here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. Big shout out to my man Vote Mania. Big shout out to my girl Aretha Colton. You know what I'm saying? Deborah Lynn Davis out there. You know what I mean? So we got everybody in the building and everything. So yeah, big shout out to Miss McNeil out there. Yo, King Vegas, Miss. And I can't pronounce her last name, but Miss McNeil is trying to hit you up. She's trying to find King Vegas. She said she found you and everything. And big shout out to Miss McNeil because she's really doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? Every if I'm not mistaken, every Thursday night, she's downtown. You know, with her movement. You know what I'm saying? And everything. She has a show that she does. Hold on, she has it right here because she has sent it to me and everything, and she's letting me know the A-List, okay? The A-List open mic show, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's every Thursday, you know what I'm saying? And we need to start getting out and supporting our locals and everything. Let me tell her, need info for your show. You know, we need to get out and start supporting people like myself, people like King Vegas, people like Robert Vincent. I'm going to start bringing all these artists together, and we're going to start doing our own damn shows. I don't give a damn if we got to get in the middle of a motherfucking park with a sound system and do it back in the day like they used to do it old school and rock that shit. You know what I'm saying? You fucking with the fat man. I'm an East Coast motherfucker. You know what I mean? You got to make a way and get away. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't make a way and get away, it's going to never be a way. You know what I mean? So, yo, we getting into this music and we doing the damn thing up here. You got the boy Fat Man. It's 3:31. You know what I'm saying? We got 43 minutes left into this show. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's been calling in. All you artists, get on top of your game. Get on top of your internet game. You got to be a motherfucking rider in this game. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay on top of your game. You got to stay on top of your grind. You got to do what it do to do what it do. To make it do what it do, if that make any motherfucking sense to you, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So here's my song, my Detroit anthem. Everybody from the 313, stand the fuck up right now, because if you ain't a motherfucking rider, then you ain't riding with me. Here's your boy Fat Man with Rider here on the Unsigned Hype Show. Let's go. y'all know what I do and y'all know how I do. It's the Fat Man back up in here. That was my joint, Ryder, you know what I'm saying, the Detroit anthem, you know what I'm saying. Big shout-out to everybody that's on Facebook that's been hitting me up. Big shout-out to everybody out there in Albany, New York, everybody out there in Orlando, Florida, you know what I'm saying. We got people from the D, from Detroit listening. We definitely got Oakland, California in the house, you know what I'm saying. We got everybody listening a little bit around from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody. It's 3:36 p.m. Out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, fight weekend, you know what I'm saying? We don't know if Mayweather going to get his ass whooped or get knocked out or if he going, you know, with this prison aggression, you know, he just got out. You know, he fresh out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he got a good pump on and this, that, and the other. He liable to beat the hell out of this man. You know what I'm saying? But so big shout out to everybody that's calling in. Right now we're gonna take another call. We got one of the ladies out here that's doing a real big movement with the A-list open mic night. Miss Antonia McNeil, if I'm not mistaken. Miss McNeil, hello.
What's my name? Antonia McNeil.
Okay. How do you do, sweetie? I like the way you pronounce that. You said Antonia.
Antonia
McNeil.
I had to call in just to get the facts straight. I want to make sure I get my shout out in there and get it right, get my name right, get what I'm doing right.
Exactly.
I just had to make sure I did that.
Exactly. Well, listen, sweetie, I know you do A-list open mic and everything, so you have the floor. Let everybody know what it is, who you are, what it is you do, and what you're about.
Well, A-list.biz is an entertainment company here in Las Vegas. I'm from Detroit, so I'm loving what you do. From Detroit, raised in L.A., though, and I've been in this music game now for a long time. I won't date myself by giving any years or anything, but long time. I've been a promoter. Right. I book acts overseas in Japan and China. I do a lot of work over there. But right now, I was just listening to the brother that was on a little bit ago talking about, you know, coming together here in Vegas and I do mostly R&B and jazz, and I've been doing some spoken word with my girl Solid and some of the people in her camp. So we've been coming together and trying to put it all together. I'm at the Orleans every Thursday.
Okay.
I've been at the LVH for the past 6 years. They just recently decided to go in another direction. So now... no pool party, because I've been doing the old school pool parties and the old school events over at the LVH for the past 5.5 years with 105.7 The Oasis. So we're looking for a home for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make sure that you knew exactly who I am and what I did and what I do. But I just love what I'm hearing from you. Congratulations on your talk show. It's nice. I've been listening and enjoying the fact that the people that are coming on are unsigned artists. Hey, I do open mic. We got a live band. We can play anything. We do original music as well as top 40. We got tracks, so we do tracks, you know. But
I welcome anybody.
I want to rock
with the live band.
Come on with it.
I'm good. You drop a lot. I'm like James Brown. Just drop it on the one, and I'm right there with you. Come on, let's go. Let's ride. Check. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But listen, I want to ask you something and everything, you know, and everything on a very serious note, because I know you do promoting and things like that. Kind of explain to these artists that's out here listening the importance of promoting yourself, being original, and the presentation, because I know you deal with artists, you deal with all types of artists and everything. What do you look for? What are the things? Because a lot of people, there's a lot of artists, they act like they know, but they really don't know, and they come with these poor press kits and the poor presentation.
That's the real problem right there. That turns you off
from Jump Street. So I'm going to let you speak on that. I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to let you speak on that. Go ahead.
All right. Presenting yourself in a professional manner is probably one of the first things you want to focus on. EPK, electronic press kit. You know, a lot of people will tell me, just Google my name and you'll know all about me. Well, you know what? Ain't nobody got time to search the internet Googling your name, especially if your name is John Smith, and there's a thousand John Smiths. So if you want to be, if you want somebody to know who you are, regardless of what your name is, when it comes to the social media end, you have to present yourself, websites. I do the EPKs because Electronic Press Kit, Nation, Reverb Nation got a real good program for EPK kits. It's free.
Okay.
You can
put
it together. It takes time to put yourself together where you can present yourself correctly, but it's the only way. It's the only way now for this age that we're living in, you know, good pictures, good quality, presenting yourself with good quality video, you know, instead of maybe something that's grainy. You might want to do something that's clear. I do my my open mic. Unfortunately, right now, we just doing the jazz, the R&B, and the spoken word, but I do put a lot of emphasis on originality and original work. We network with each other, you know. We networking with maybe anywhere from 150 to 200 people, young, old. The thing about my mix is that it's, you know, I'm trying to bring the young artists in with this seasoned professional, because that's how they get their experience. You can't get no experience unless you hanging out with the seasoned professional. So I'm trying to create an environment where some of the newcomers can hang out with us old timers who've been in this game a long time, because I'm serious about it. You know, this is how I live. This is my life. It's been my life all my life since I was 18 years old. So I'm not new to the game. I'm true to the game. Okay.
Right, right.
And so my advice to any artist is that they put that kit together. That Reverb Nation got a free EPK. You just got to take your time and put it together correctly. Don't put nothing up in there that don't nobody want to see. If you only market it to a certain amount of kind of person, you know, I'd say market to everybody. Try to go with the mainstream just so you can get your stuff out there and get your name known and get the word out about you and what you're doing, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying now. Now, I also, to expound on what you said, I also was checking out the Reverb Nation. And, yes, you are right. The press kit, you know, to the artists, I always tell them, scared money don't make no money. If you can't spend that $7 on your ass, for them to put a press kit, on yourself, put a professional press kit together to present it to a person like yourself.
That's right.
For you to go, you know what? I'm gonna give you a shot. People wonder why I got to open up for people like the Wayne Newtons and people like that. It was the way I presented myself. You know, I showed up in a suit. Showed up in a suit and a tie. I was 313, bright colors, gaiters. This and the other, dog. They looked at it, they see me with all them big girls, and they would go, they would actually try and call my bluff and go, can you do that tonight? And I would go, yeah. And they'd go, be back here at 8 o'clock, okay? I'll show up with more people, more big girls, and they go, yeah, go on the stage, let me see what he going to do. And then you also mentioned another word, and this is something that my mama used to tell me and my big mama used to tell me, and it's about being seasoned. Okay.
That's right.
Explain that. Only Big Mama tell you some shit like that. But explain that to these artists out here.
Being seasoned, you know, it's just being professional. It's presenting yourself. When you ask, when you wonder why nobody paying attention to you, won't nobody give you the time of day. Las Vegas is a hard game. I mean, I'm from Detroit, you know, lived in Los Angeles, grew up out there. To me, it was much simpler. My life when I was in Michigan and in Los Angeles, I come out here, you know, with the big boys and the big girls trying to hang, and I had to create my own brand. It took a lot of work, but I'm a professional. So I maintain a professional image at all times. You ain't never going to see me slipping. You know, I keep the professionalism up first, because that is how you're going to get to the next step. what you present to people. I mean, I've talked to people asking, you got a card? They don't even have a business card, much less known than an EPK or a headshot. Or, you know, everybody got Facebook. I even had people tell me, well, go on Facebook and take off what you want. People are not going to search for you in any kind of way. You have to present yourself. Right now, the biggest thing is the EPK. The electronic press kit, you know, tells all about you, the bio. And if you know that you're not a grammical, you know, as far as presenting yourself on paper, you know, written correctly, get your stuff spell checked. Don't be ashamed to let somebody else you know that knows how to pronunciate words correctly and make sure that when you present that EPK, you ain't putting it out there to somebody who say, he can't even spell or she can't even spell. Let somebody proofread your stuff. Don't be ashamed. Give it to a brother or sister of yours that you know can go ahead and check for the correct pronunciation, because you are putting yourself out there and you want somebody to take you seriously and you want somebody to go ahead and buy what it is that you are presenting. The other thing with the electronic press kits and the Reverb Nation is you can actually sell your product through this way, in addition to putting yourself out there and having something to present to people, you can also sell your product through the electronic system that it presents. A lot of the artists that I've been working with, like Sham and just some, I can't right off the top of my head, but they have been doing this, selling a lot of their original music and being heard throughout the United States by people who would never have heard them otherwise.
Right, exactly.
You know, and getting on the show, like, I was glad you hit me up today to tell me that you was on right now, you know, and I'm glad that I was available to call you and hit you up, because I've been intending to do it for a long time. So now you're going to have to return the favor and come and see me
on my Thursday night open mic, R&B,
and spoken word.
You do R&B. People don't know they haven't heard me sing. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody figures.
Well, I'll give you the opportunity. Come on down there with it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
I'll get up there and I will rap my ass off. But to get up there and basically sing,
I'll give you the opportunity. You might find that's your niche.
You're right. You know what? But for you, I will come down there and I will sing some Barry White for you.
Ooh, I'm gonna be looking for you. You know that, right?
All right.
I know you're gonna be looking
because this is one thing that I was speaking to with an artist the other day, and I was telling him, I said, look here, you know, I'm getting older. People got to realize, you know, time don't wait on nobody, especially in
that's
the entertainment game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you get
older
and things like that. And like I was telling record label I was been dealing with, I said, look here, I said, y'all know something? I said, I've been putting out singles and this and the other. I've been in Vegas 12 years and I've been putting out singles and everything like that. I said, look here, I'm getting older. It's time for me to do something else and everything. And this is what I tell people about when it's not fun anymore, then it's time to recreate.
That's right, to recreate and reinvent. Well, you know what? I do this for the love of doing it. I enjoy providing a platform for which the professionals, I mean, when you come down Thursday, what you're going to see is a river of professionals. And then we still have, I would say, a very, very talented newcomer, somebody that's extremely special in what God has given them, because these talents that I see every week, these are God-given gifts. They didn't just wake up and decide they're going to want to be a singer or a rapper or a spoken word artist. These are gifted individuals that can actually engage an audience, because that's what I provide. And first of all, I provide you with an audience. Secondly, the stage. And then secondly, a band that really can play anything. The A-List band is a band of seasoned professionals. They've played with Rick James, Marvin Gaye, Mary Jane Girls. So these are the kind of people that you will find on Thursday night open mic, the seasoned professionals. And we're looking to develop new talent.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, my thing is this, sweetie. You have my back 100%. I will definitely help you push this. I will definitely come out.
I appreciate
it. Because a lot of people see, a lot of people go by, well, if Fat Man going, then maybe I need to go, because if it's making him
come
out of the
house,
people know I rarely come out of the house.
We got to get you out of the house, Fat Man.
Yes, ma'am.
Shoot, this big girl's always out of the house. You know I ain't never in the house.
Hey, I hear you. So, yeah,
I'm in the house today. That's why I was able to hit you up and give you some love, because I am actually sitting in front of my computer, saw that you were on the air, and decided that I wanted to reach out to you and tell you I'm listening to you. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Well,
I appreciate that.
We're gonna definitely get together and bring these unsigned artists together and bring this unity together.
Come on with it.
Bring your
best track. If you can't do it with the band, you're welcome to bring a track.
No, I'm rocking with the band.
We got you.
I told you, all they got to do is drop it on the one, and it's like, okay? You know what I'm saying?
We got you. We dare show Barry White. You know that.
Oh, sweetie. To tell you the truth, I've been waiting to do this and getting myself together.
Well, I'm
going to
give you the opportunity.
You know,
everybody hear that now.
Trust me. When we do this, we're going to promote this shit. And this thing and the other, because everybody wants to see Fat Man sing, especially hear Fat Man sing some Barry White. So,
well, we're going to be looking so
there.
Forward to it. You just come any day, anytime. This week is my boy Gene Anderson, Poo Poo Man's birthday party from Parliament Funkadelic. So this might be a good time for you to come down and swing it on us right quick.
All right, then, sweetie. Well, listen. I'm going to keep it moving and this, that, and the other. I got 20 minutes left in my show. You got any last
shout-outs? All right.
Well,
you take
else?
Care, baby. It's been great talking to you. God bless. Thanks for doing this show. See you
soon.
All right,
sweetie. And I will be in touch with you, okay?
Okay, most definitely.
All right. One love. Yeah, y'all, that was my girl, Miss McNeil. She's doing it real big out here doing the A-List. Open mic at the Orleans, all right, on Thursdays. Y'all make sure y'all hit her up. She's about bringing unity in our unsigned artist community, all right? So all you unsigned artists, get down there and mingle and network with some of them old seasoned cats. I mean, you got some old school down there. You got people that can play with Rick James and, the Platters and all that. Y'all don't know. Fat Man's so grimy with his shit. Y'all don't know that I've done a song with the Platters. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know that shit. Y'all don't know. We redid Jailhouse Rock, and Fat Man put the verse on there. So that means your boy is definitely diverse. Y'all just don't know who y'all be fucking with, you know? So big shout-out to my man Derek David, and I know Miss McNeil know who I'm talking about. Big shout-out to my man Derek David, you know what I'm saying, from the Platters. You know what I mean? We redid Jailhouse Rock. I'm gonna get that uploaded and play that for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got 20 minutes left in my show. 3:55 p.m. out here. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into another song. You know what I mean? We're gonna get into a song. I'm gonna play another one of this Black Donnie 66, because everybody keep calling and keep hitting me up and everything. Big shout out to everybody that's out there in Oakland that's been hitting me up to hear this. So here we go once again. Black Donnie 66, the 00 Town Biz, you know what I'm saying? Off the mixtape, y'all. It's crazy. Hit your boy up. 347-884-8810, y'all. It's the Unsigned Hype Show. Let's go.
I'm trying to find a way out, but they always around me. I guess karma's coming back. You know what I'm talking about. Welcome home is a fact. Like I said before, I don't care who knows, bruh. I'm from the O, don't get it twisted though. Real niggas do real things. All I'm trying to do is live out my dreams before these niggas assassinate me. Cause niggas really hate me, but they should thank me. You helping me, I'm helping you. Never bite the hand that feeds you. And it's true, it be the niggas smoking blunts with you. It be the niggas smoking blunts with you. And it's true. We from the town, oh, it don't matter. It could be a video too, it really doesn't matter. What happened to the G's? What happened to all the hustlers? Man, all you niggas bustlers, niggas suckers. These acts like bitches all behind your back. Never speak back, that's how a bitch nigga acts.
Like that.
We from the town, it don't matter. It could be a video too, it really doesn't matter. This is to all my niggas on the block, moving work. Stay on your grind till your feet hurt. And stay with a heater. Nothing less than a 9mm. Cause niggas want you 6 feet deeper. Dressed in all black like the Grim Reaper. That's when I come through with the street sweeper. I'm screaming, fuck these niggas. I'm trying to murder and kill them. Run them off the spot. Getting at these niggas on sight. Beef is the meat I like. The time don't matter. At any given moment, the crowd gon' scatter. Kids outside, we in the town, it don't matter. It could be a video shoot, it really doesn't matter. What happened to the G's? What happened to all the hustlers? Man, all you niggas bustlers, turning to suckers. These niggas act like bitches, talk behind your back. Never speak back, that's how a bitch nigga act. We from the town, oh, it don't matter. It could be a video shoot, it really doesn't matter.
Let me teach that. Skeet on your cheek. Skeet Jones is the name going
Unsigned Hype Show. You know, big shout out to Miss McNeil who called in and was dropping all that knowledge, you know what I'm saying, letting you artists know about getting your EPK kit and everything. I should have talked to her and asked her about copyright, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of you artists out there ain't even getting your copyrights and shit together, you know what I'm saying. So make sure you do that, get your copyrights and shit together first, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to my man Black Donnie. You know what I'm saying? We've been playing his music basically all through the show. Everybody's been calling in and representing. We got another call in, 614-1171. Hello, you got the Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
Hello, Fat Man. This is Daiquiri.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing, y'all? This is Miss Daiquiri, the BBW beauty queen. What's going on, sweetie? How you doing?
Hi, I'm exhausted. I just got back from Georgia.
Okay. Now, kind of tell everybody what you've been doing and what this pageant stuff, this pageant is about. I get a lot of, I got a lot of my big girls that listen to my show, you know, a lot of artists and things like that. And I've been telling them about the BBW pageant and things like that. And they were like, well, how can I get more information? And this and the other. So I'm so glad that you called in just on a different note in just a different realm. So kind of explain everybody what it is that you do. We got like 10 minutes.
Okay, well, I want to say hello, ladies out there. My name is Daiquiri Gilbert, and I'm with the Miss American Beauties Plus pageant. We are actually a full-figure pageant based around community service. So if anybody out there has something that they are really passionate about, this is where you need to go. We do promote inner beauty, and it's not necessarily that you have to be the sparkliest, rhinestonest person out there, although I cannot deny I am one of those people. but it's, again, all about inner beauty. So if you're out there in your community, you have something that you're really passionate about, you need to reach out to us so that we can definitely make our community a better place.
Okay. All right. Now, that's one thing I want to talk to you about once we get off the air and this and the other, because I know I've been approached several times about doing a beauty pageant for the BBW community out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's one of the things that I do want to talk to you about and this and the other. But tell the ladies that's listening the criteria of being a part of something like this, because this is on Miss America type status.
Yes, sir, that is correct. ABP is actually a smaller pageant. We've only been around about 6 years, but we are growing in leaps and bounds. The criteria, I'm in the Miss division. You just have to be age 27 and under. You can be married or unmarried. We have an MRS division. The only criteria is you have to be married, and I believe you have to be 18 plus. And then we have other age limits all the way up. You could be 80 years old and competing if you'd like. The only other criteria is you have to be size 14 plus. That's it.
Wow. Really? Okay. Now, where is the site? Where can somebody go and get this information?
The www, Miss American Beauties Plus Pageant.com.
Okay. Now, real quick, we got 8 minutes. I want you to kind of explain to our younger BBWs, because that's what it's really all about. We got to start paying attention to our younger BBWs and teaching them what we wasn't taught. Explain to them what it is that it does for your self-esteem, your inner beauty.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to explain that information. First, I want to say shout out to those EPK kits.
Mm-hmm.
That is a miracle in the box.
And as far as with the young women, I want to let you know that you are beautiful. A diva status is not necessarily about what you are wearing. It's about confidence. Confidence is the best accessory that any female can wear. You don't have to be out there in swimsuits. You don't have to be out there, with the glamorous weave. Your smile and confidence is all you need to be the best that you can be.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, Dacri, I want to talk to you more. Let's get together and schedule a show so we can talk about this and this and the other, really get the awareness out there and everything. But I appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to make sure that I inbox you after I get off this show. I got 10 seconds left, sweetie. And congratulations to you. Keep doing the damn thing, girl, because you're doing it real big. You know that and everything. I am so proud of you, all right?
Well, thank you very much. I love you, too.
All right, then, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. So listen, everybody, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. I'm sorry we are at the end of the show. They are counting me down now. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's been calling in. We're going to play this Black Donnie one more time for everybody who ain't heard it and this, that, and the other. I'm going to try and pull it up real quick. I appreciate y'all calling in. Big shout out to everybody that's been listening, everybody in the 702, King Vegas, you know what I'm saying, Shorty B, everybody that's been out there, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Big shout out to my man Black Donnie. You're doing it real big, player. I am very proud of you, all the people that's been calling in, representing for you and everything. And here we go once again, Black Donnie 66 right here, y'all. We see y'all. I'm going to holler at y'all next week, y'all. This is the Unsigned Hype Show. I'm your boy, Fat Man, and I'm about to get the fuck up out of here. One love, y'all.
lights flashing, holes for the flick. You know you're hella thick. In that bitch, you're your secret, standing about 6'6". She a stallion with class, figure like an hourglass. Rule number one, you gotta hit it from the back. I can tell she loves to get her ass smacked, cause she's a freak, biting on the fingernails, looking at me. I can't lie, baby looking sexy. So I grabbed her by the waist, now she dancing with a star. We doing the two-step, baby, all smile. Moving side to side, she start breaking it down. The move getting hot, wow, she let her head down. Then whispered in my ear, follow me, I got something for you to see. Then she pushed me on the bed, got on top of me, and I'm like, fight, fight, fight. When I met her, she ain't say much. Sorry in the club, and all it took was a simple touch. Got her on the floor and had my hands on her ass clutch. She ain't say a word, so I assumed I had to push up. We started off slow, and then we ended up in straight luck. When I leave here, I'ma have to go and beat it up. Put that thing on her, I'ma do it till she had enough. Hit it from the back, I make the baddest girl fall in love. Wanna shop for me, always wanna buy me stuff. You know I smoke, so when I get home, she got it rolled up. Always there for me, she my angel, I'm a soldier. Stay up late, so when I get home, so we can post up. My number one fan on her wall, she got my poster. Love it when I'm closer, asking me, stoner, move over. I beat it on the sofa, I took the girl to go and bend it over. Looking back at me when I stroke her, my hands on her waistline, pulling out that poker. So when I get done, she got a smile like a joker, it be over.